Mr. Bluff's Experiences of Holidays by Oliver Bell Bunce. I hate holidays, said Bachelor Bluff to me with some little irritation on a Christmas a few years ago. Then he paused an instant, after which he resumed. I don't mean to say that I hate to see people enjoying themselves, but I hate holidays, nevertheless, because to me they're always the saddest and dreariest days of the year. I shudder at the name of holiday. I dread the approach of one, and thank heaven when it is over. I pass through, on a holiday, the most horrible sensations, the bitterest feelings, the most oppressive melancholy. In fact, I'm not myself at holiday times. Very strange, I ventured to interpose. A plague on it, said he, almost with violence. I'm not inhuman. I don't wish anybody harm. I'm glad people can enjoy themselves, but I hate holidays all the same. You see, this is the reason. I'm a bachelor. I'm without kin. I'm in a place that did not know me at birth, and so when holidays come around, there's no place anywhere for me. I have friends, of course. I don't think I've been a very sulky, shut-in, reticent fellow, and there is many a board that has a place for me, but not at Christmas time. At Christmas, the dinner is a family gathering, and I've no family. There is such a gathering of kindred on this occasion, such a reunion of family folk, that there is no place for a friend, even if the friend be liked. Christmas, with all its kindliness and charity and goodwill, is, after all, deuced selfish. Each little set gathers within its own circle, and people like me, with no particular circle, are left in the lurch. So you see, on the day of all the days in the year that my heart pines for good cheer, I'm without an invitation. Oh, it's because I pine for good cheer, said the bachelor sharply, interrupting my attempt to speak, that I hate holidays. If I were an infernally selfish fellow, I wouldn't hate holidays. I'd go off and have some fun all to myself, somewhere or somehow. But you see, I hate to be in the dark when all the rest of the world is in light. I hate holidays because I ought to be merry and happy on holidays and can't. Don't tell me, he cried, stopping the word that was on my lips. I tell you, I hate holidays. The shops look merry, do they, with their bright toys and their green branches? The pantomime is crowded with merry hearts, is it? The circus and the show are brimful of fun and laughter, are they? Well, they all make me miserable. I haven't any pretty-faced girls or bright-eyed boys to take to the circus or the show, and all the nice girls and fine boys of my acquaintance have their uncles and their granddads or their cousins to take them to those places. So, if I go, I must go alone. But I don't go. I can't bear the chill of seeing everybody happy and knowing myself so lonely and desolate. Confound it, sir, I've too much heart to be happy under such circumstances. I'm too humane, sir, and the result is I hate holidays. It's miserable to be out, and yet I can't stay at home, for I get thinking of Christmases past. I can't read, the shadow of my heart makes it impossible. I can't walk, for I see nothing but pictures through the bright windows and happy groups of pleasure-seekers. The fact is, I've nothing to do but to hate holidays. But will you not dine with me? Of course I have to plead engagement with my own family circle, and I couldn't quite invite Mr. Bluff home that day when Cousin Charles and his wife and Sister Susan and her daughter and three of my wife's kin have come in from the country, all to make a Merry Christmas with us. I felt sorry, but it was quite impossible, so I wished Mr. Bluff a Merry Christmas and hurried homeward through the cold and nipping air. I did not meet Bachelor Bluff again until a week after Christmas of the next year, when I learned some strange particulars of what occurred to him after our parting on the occasion just described. I will let Bachelor Bluff tell his adventure for himself. I went to church, said he, and was as sad there as everywhere else. Of course the evergreens were pretty, and the music fine, but all around me were happy groups of people, who could scarcely keep down Merry Christmas long enough to do reverence to sacred Christmas. And nobody was alone but me. Every happy paterfamilias in his pew tantalized me, and the whole atmosphere of the place seemed so much better suited to everyone else than me that I came away hating holidays worse than ever.